Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says it was extremely difficult to announce Police Chief Brian O'Hara resigned over allegations of an intimate relationship with a city employee. Frey says O'Hara served the city through extraordinarily difficult moments in Minneapolis history,
including the shooting at Annunciation and Operation Metro Surge. Under his leadership, we made real progress, from reform efforts to rebuilding the department, to bringing in new officers and strengthening public safety across the city.
Frey says he's grateful for O'Hara's work, but would not have renominated him if he had known earlier about substantiated claims of a sexual relationship with an employee. O'Hara is accused of deleting a contact from his city-issued cell phone during the investigation. A semi-crash and spill in Monticello this morning is blamed for the closure of Interstate 94. The Minnesota State Patrol says the semi carrying seltzers crashed into a concrete barrier around 6:30 in a construction zone. Cases of seltzer from the damaged trailer ended up on the freeway. State troopers say some diesel fuel also spilled from the fuel tanks. The semi driver was treated for minor injuries. Immigration advocates are expected at the Capitol today to demand Governor Walz brings forward new protections against federal immigration officials. MNN's John Anderson is at the Capitol.
The Minnesota Immigrant Rights Action Committee is organizing today's event outside Governor Walz's office. The group says they will leave bunny hats in honor of 5-year-old Liam Ramos, who was taken along with his father to a federal detention center in Texas. The group is bringing a list of demands, including protections at safe places like schools, hospitals, and places of worship, keep ICE off state property, and provide justice for all victims. The event starts at noon. John Anderson for MNN.
In other headlines, warmer temperatures are putting new energy into Minnesota's housing market as new data shows both home buyers and sellers became more active across the state. Minnesota Realtors President Wendy Uzalak says many sellers are now able to button up projects before listing.
Anything outside that needed painting, their landscaping projects, their roofing projects, all of those things. So that means that those homes are going to be ready to go, and we're starting to see more of them come into the marketplace, which is really great news.
A North Dakota man is facing charges in Otter Tail County after troopers say he was driving a stolen SUV while using his phone behind the wheel. Authorities say 37-year-old Marquis Charleston was pulled over near Fergus Falls Saturday after swerving and crossing the center line. Troopers say Charleston admitted he was reading messages while driving. This is MNN.